Baby boys, it's good to see you. Welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Claire Solon.
And me, Georgie Crawford.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and beautiful white smiles. And that's, of course, with thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. We love partnering with Colgate Max White Ultra because we've seen the results and it really does whiten your teeth deeply in just 3 days. Just ask our Soul Sisters who have given us a review, Georgie.
Yeah, so this week, a little bit of a change. So I've been sending Colgate out to the Soul Sisters. They've been reviewing it, but I did it in reverse order this week. So the review came in and then I sent the Colgate. So listen to this. It's from Neve. And this puts such a smile on my face this week. Hi, Georgie. This morning, leaving my house, I thought to myself, I need Soul Sisters. I thankfully sat in my car to see the podcast pop up. I listened to them all, but needed to hear the chat today. I currently live in Perth, and we cannot find Max White Ultra over here. When we were in Ireland for 5 weeks in September, I bought 2 tubes, and myself and my husband are obsessed with it. So much so, my mother-in-law has been convinced to send us 5 or 6 tubes of the stuff before Christmas. I got straight on to Neve. I said, Neve, don't worry, I'm sending it to your mother-in-law now. Send me the address.
So good, Neve. Wow. And you're living in Perth, one of my favourite places on earth.
So the Colgate Max White Ultra is on its way to Perth, Australia via Roscommon this week.
What a round trip. Colgate Max White Ultra is, of course, available in all your favourites, Dunnes, Tesco, Super Value, and pharmacies nationwide.
Now, the reason we don't know what episode of Soul Sisters we're on, I was telling Claire before we pressed record, is that I'm afraid to count because I don't want it to end.
What a lovely thing to say.
I'm loving chatting to you each week, coming up with all the bits and bobs. It's so fun. First of all, do you know what you've reminded me of? You're coming to me live from your workspace. Mm-hmm. And a Saturday shift, I would have always brought a scarf in on a Saturday. What is it about that?
It's aircon, man. I came in here and I was like, I'm just going to be in my shirt. And then as soon as I was like, oh my God, where's the vent? I need to put my scarf on.
Nice. You look very kind of spiritual.
Yeah. I'm spiritual, but in the background, if you see here, there's a... There's a planner up on the wall, which of course is purely for decoration and never used. Maybe there's two, or you can see these, maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 fields are populated, but really nobody uses that stuff anymore, do they?
Are you insane? My husband is. Are you talking about wall planners?
Yeah.
Oh, give Jamie a wall planner. Is that so? We obviously have an office that we did up very like good glowy. So it's like wooden and it has really nice things on the wall. And he stuck a freaking, must be like 4 foot by 4 foot planner on the wall.
Now, when I speak to you, most of the time he's out in the office. So do I get the distinct impression you don't bother with the office and it's all his?
I do. I go out to the office when I'm more so when I'm not in season, like when I'm in the good glow, I'm kind of out and about all the time and I'm always working on the pod. So I can't really be in the same space as him. But now when I'm in Soul Sisters, we do spend a little bit more time together. Actually, I was coming here. Pia's looking at me, so I can't say too much. But myself and Jamie, we're not the best of friends today.
Oh, no.
No,
tell
we're
me.
Not. Jamie's a very... isn't. Well, I won't involve my children.
Emotional blackmail.
Yeah.
Jamie isn't the easiest person to be around in the winter.
Is he not?
No.
But he's a big, like, he's a big bear of a man.
And he's just doesn't do well. And I've noticed now since the clocks have changed, big difference in Jamie Crawford.
So basically what you're saying is he should be in hibernation, but he's not. He's in your house and he's got a sore head.
When Jamie starts cleaning, I prefer him, like I know I give out about him when he's in the garden, like 24 hours a day in the summer, but I'd prefer him to be there.
If I had a big bear of a man cleaning my gaff, I mean, that's sort of erotic, to be honest. But also very convenient. Why? What's wrong with him cleaning? What does it mean?
Well, like, it's more rage cleaning.
Oh, I see.
You know?
So is he banging the cupboards and emptying the dishwasher real noisily and all?
Yeah. So Jamie suffers a little bit with that SADS thing.
Yeah, gotcha.
So Jamie's family, they're big, like, outdoorsy summer people. Mm. So they spent, like, all of their childhood in Spain in the summer. Jamie's mum has a mobile. She's always outdoors. And so as soon as the clock changed, and actually I think he's getting worse year on year.
Whoa.
So I was thinking, you know, so this week, right, I started listening. I don't know if you heard Mark Nepo on the Mel Robbins podcast. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't.
Now, you know the way we say this, you have to be in the humor of Mel.
It's your friend Mel, guys. It's your friend Mel.
When I'm in, what would Mindy Pels call it, like, your manifesting stage, like getting shit done, that's when you have Mel Robbins on, you know?
Agreed.
So anyway, I stuck on. Something just drew me to this podcast this week. And Mark Nepo is her guest. I think I'm pronouncing his second name right. He wrote the book, The Book of Awakening.
Oh.
And it is her husband, Mel Robbins' husband is Christopher Robin.
Yes.
And he came into the studio while Mel was interviewing him because he's his hero. He introduced this book to Mel, and Mel said they both have a copy of the book on either side of their bed. But in the intro, her husband started crying because it was such a moment for him to be talking to this guy. So anyway, it's such a good podcast. I won't even leave it to recommends. But I was coming on to chat to you and I was looking up the Book of Awakening and I was like, give me some quotes from the Book of Awakening. Right. And this fits so perfectly into, I think, what Jamie's going through and what maybe we all feel like. The weather in Ireland, you know, you were here this week. It's so grey and rainy and it's heavy, like. So this quote that I just came across right now, the key to knowing joy is being easily pleased.
Preach.
Now, sometimes I feel like I'm so easily pleased by things. I think it's because of everything that I've been through. I find joy in the smallest of moments. And Jamie does too. Like, he really appreciates things that maybe once in his life he wouldn't have. But when we think of winter, I think during the summer, we're doing all the big things, aren't we? The gigs, the holidays, the like big energy events, you know, the half marathons, whatever we may be getting involved in. And then in the winter, there's less to do. So like we got up today, Pia had gymnastics. It's pouring rain all day and it's black outside. So if we can all be more easily pleased in the winter months, that might just get us through it. Like appreciating myself and Pia, I was feeling a little bit down today. And then myself and Pia at 2 o'clock just started making bread. We'd such a laugh for an hour.
Softly, you did it. Well done.
So it's those little things. And it's so hard sometimes to get off the couch or to put away the bloody washing basket or the ironing or whatever it is you're doing and actually look for the joy in the tiniest of things. Like, would you struggle more in winter or do you kind of embrace the winter and the dark evenings?
So I love a winter coat and a scarf and an autumn and winter wardrobe. I don't want to lean into this because I should now be over it. But I must say, confidently, for my confidence, I prefer to be dressed for winter than I do for summer. It's just the way I feel. However, I'm now nearly 11 years living in London, and I would say my mood throughout the year has significantly improved because I don't have that real depths of winter, constant rain, you know, grey days. And when I was in Roscommon this week or in Shannon, I was like, what? Is this the end of the world? Or like, what are we doing? what's happening? All of the English people who came over with us from the UK were like, we walk out the reception area of the hotel. I'll tell you all about what I was doing in a few minutes' time. But we walk out of the reception area and around to another area where there was some talks going on. And the poor UK lot were like, oh my God, it's still raining.
Whoa, that was Thursday, was it?
Thursday and Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
Wednesday and Thursday.
And do you have anything, like when you touch down in Ireland, obviously you're over and back all the time, but is there anything that like you feel like you have to do or buy?
Well, it would usually be Keogh's crisps. Keogh's. So that's always a measure of a trip to Ireland is like, have you got a sharing bag, which I eat all myself, of Keogh's crisps in your bag. I must say I flew into Shannon.
I don't think I've ever been there.
What? There is now you as an aviation enthusiast need to start spreading the love when it comes to airports. I have been in Cork Airport and Knock and Shannon in the last 12 months. Hubba hubba to a small airport is all I'll say to you.
Oh, it is. Well, I was in Killarney.
Oh, you were in the Kerry Airport.
Yeah, joyful twice.
Did I ever tell you what happened to me in the Kerry Airport?
No, what?
So funny, right? So there I was, like, this is the thing. These small airports, they lure you into a false sense of security. And I'll tell you why it happened to me in Shannon as well, for the same reasons. So I was sitting there anyway, waiting for my flight. Was I waiting for a lift or was I waiting to go in? I think I was waiting to go back. So anyway, I hadn't received a call and sure, like, it's like sitting in someone's kitchen in Kerry Airport. I left my bag there. I didn't say anything to anybody. I left my bag and I just dipped outside quickly to have like a 5 minute conversation with somebody. I was amongst friends. I came back. My bag was gone. So I was like, hiya, sorry, excuse me. Did you see a wine coloured little 10 kg bag anywhere? No.
Is that your carry accident?
That's my carry accident. No. I said, are you sure? Do you remember me? I was just here like 5 minutes ago. No. I said, right, okay, grand. So then I went up to the lady and I thought, well, this is a long shot, but I don't suppose anyone's taken my bag, have they? And she said, did you leave it unattended? I was like, yeah, with the like three people in the airport and me, like me and my friends over there. Did you leave it unattended? I said, I did, yeah. Well, there you go. Then it was taken. So we had to go back. I had to be like escorted back into security, which, by the way, is the size of a cupboard. And the lads were like, they gave me so much chip about it. You never leave a bag unattended. I was like, I know, but I stepped away from it for fucking seconds. Would you never leave a bag unattended in an airport? You know better than that. I was like, oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is so funny. And so where was it? It was about to be put in one of those machines that they blow it up.
And of course, yes, it was in a line of other bags that had been, you know, put aside to be blown up. So it had to go back through the scanner. And he was like, no, I'm going to have to put it through the scanner again. I'll have to put it through again. Just one more time. I'm like, sorry.
Oh my God. So a couple of weeks ago, my mum was going to Spain. Joe was driving to Spain, okay?
Oh.
Which meant that my mum had to go by herself to Spain. Her flight was at 7:30 and I said, I'll drop you to the airport because I love getting up early. It's a great excuse for me to get up at, you know, 5:15. So we're heading out to the airport. I drop her off at around 6. Okay. So my mum is very like me and she loses her phone all the time. So before I pulled off, I was like, I need to check that she hasn't left the phone in the car. It was pitch dark. So I text, let me know when you get through security, okay? Just to see if it lit up anywhere. It didn't. I'm home then. Half an hour later, still haven't heard back from her. I was like, oh God, you know, when you just know. Mm-hmm. So I ring her and she doesn't answer.
Okay? Oh, no.
I'm like, no. Where's Shivy? Like, somebody help Shivy.
Prayers for Shivy.
So then I get a text. OMG, I've just been pulled for explosives. What do you mean? What do you mean? She's like, I was going through security and my bag tested positive for explosives. So the head of security came over and I was interrogated. I was asked, where did I sleep last night? What's in my bag? What are my hobbies? I was like, oh my God, why did you get pulled for explosives? She said, we went through the whole thing. And she said to the guy, like, why did I get pulled? And he goes, oh, I don't know. Sometimes this happens. She goes, but they wrote my name down in a notebook. And then she goes, but don't worry, I didn't give them your name.
I should hope not, Ma. Yes. Jeez.
I was like, I was just doing the dropping. I wasn't doing the smuggling or whatever you were up to. But that's so funny, isn't it? Though you could, like, I've left my bag unattended in Dublin Airport for like an hour and 15 minutes and everyone was just queuing around it and butlers. But Brian Penny told this incredible story on my podcast of, so when he was a kid, something happened to him with his parents in Canada. I can't fully remember the story, but he then, you know, Brian Penny, who became an addict and got over his personal battles and now is a doctor of neuroscience, Dr. Brian Penny. And he was going back over to Canada to do this huge talk lecture. Like, he was being flown over, something to do with Trinity College, I think, to go and give a talk in Canada. And so when he got to the airport, they told him he didn't do his like visa thing, some sort of visa thing. So he went home and he got the flight the next day. But when he landed in Vancouver or Toronto, wherever it was, his name got flagged. And the girl said, I'm sorry, I can't let you in. And he said that he had, you know, the way he talks about first darts and second darts. So the first dart is when something happens to you and the second dart is how you react. And so in that moment, instead of going, what the hell do you mean I can't get in? I've got this big thing to do. He reacted in a fully calm manner and started to actually have a laugh with the customs officer. And she said, you don't mind me saying, you're very calm about this. And he said, well, you know, I'm a former addict. I've been through a lot of my life and really, you know, I've done so much work on myself. And actually, this is my second dart and how I react to this says a lot about how far I've come. And she goes, well, do you know what, Brian? I'm going to let you in. And she stamped his documents and let him in and he got to do his talk. And so he spoke about that moment. And this is something we can all teach our friends, our husbands, our kids. You know, how you react, you have a gap. And I say to Pia all the time, I say to Jamie, I say to myself, of course, how you react could change the course of where this situation goes. And so that was like such a huge lesson in airport etiquette from Dr. Brian Penny.
That's honestly brought tears to my eyes. It's not hard, but it brought tears to my eyes. And I have a note of also of recognition in that, because I would say from the work that I've done, that is probably one of the things I've seen the biggest difference in myself. So in a moment where something goes wrong unexpectedly, now I just think, it's like I zoom out from the situation and I don't immediately think we're a crisis point. I actually think I'm being saved in a strange way.
Okay, tell me about that.
So if I'm being held back for some reason, I kind of see it as if energetically something's not right with me. So this is like a little signpost to say, right, you know the way they say Mercury is in retrograde.
Yeah.
Communication goes crazy, transport goes crazy, technology goes crazy. I sort of think of it in those terms for myself. And I say, right, what's going on for me that's stopping me progressing in this situation? Yeah. So I take it back to myself. And like Brian, rather than going mad at woman at the till or man at security desk, I just think, okay, I'm going to step aside here for a moment, gather my thoughts. And then I suppose you quickly flick through your plan B and you think, right, if this doesn't go my way, what am I going to do? It's going to be okay. I'm just going to ring my man and say, I'll be home tomorrow, or ring my neighbor and say, I need those spare keys, or whatever it is. But it's just that moment of poise and pause. And that has definitely come from the work that I have done.
Yeah. Like I was even, because obviously we had a few technical problems before we logged onto this podcast, which we, you know, tend to have a lot, I would say.
We do. We really do, you and me.
I often think like you're Joanne and Vogue, like arsing around the place for like an hour before they start recording as well.
No, they've got Joe doing it for them. Yeah.
So, but we've often tried to record and it just hasn't worked. And we've gone, well, it wasn't meant to be today. And then we'll do it again and be like, it was so much better.
Yes. And Dennis, my darling Dennis, who I don't think I've mentioned for a while, but he would always say, and he would often say to me, I'd say, like, he'd call me most days or I'd call him and I'd say, what are you doing? And he's like, I went home. I was like, what do you mean you're gone home? Sure, the day's only started. Ah, Claire, I got out there now and I went and got a coffee and a couple of things went wrong and I noticed a couple of things going on out in the street, out in the road, and I thought, oh, you know what? The energy's not there today. I'm going back home.
I love that.
Yeah.
Surrender.
Surrender. And say to yourself, you know, particularly even in bad weather, like this Storm Claudia and stuff that's going on, like, do you need to go to Lidl? Do you need to go and see your mates? Do you need to go to the cinema? Or could you just sit on your couch and watch the last episode of The Morning Show? You know?
The Wheel is my Saturday night jam these days.
Now, I'm surprised you watch The Wheel.
I love The Wheel. I practice my dance every time as if I'm going to be on it.
I don't
that
even
is
know.
Pia's doing her dance right now. Do it. Thank you to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Did you know, unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra also removes deep set stains embedded in the enamel over time to deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days when you use it continuously twice daily. Most importantly, it's the number one brand recommended and trusted by dentists. It's backed by science and dental professionals. And for us, we love it because in simple terms, it actually does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Claire, I'm so excited to hear your reason to smile this week.
So I headed down to Soundwaves podcast, music and podcast festival in Limerick the week just gone. And I was a little bit nervous. Slight trepidation heading down there because I knew of some people who might be going, but I hadn't actually made contact with anybody going down until, ding, I get a DM from a soul sister. Gabrielle Cummins said, hi, Claire, I see you're moderating a panel at the podcast awards. I'll try and introduce myself to you in person. Are you going to the showcase on Wednesday night? I said, Gabrielle, I am. Yes, definitely. When you see me, jump on me. And she said, I'll be the one shouting, hey, soul sister. So sure enough, we headed to the commercial bar in Limerick. This will be in my recommends. Incredible bar. Loved it. And I was standing by the bar drinking 00 Guinness.
Oh, fabulous.
I know, because I knew I had to do my my panel the next day. And sure enough, along walks Gabrielle and she said, Claire. And I didn't have a clue who she was. But the fact that she was so friendly and smiley, I was hugging her and embracing her before she was able to say to me, I'm the soul sister who sent you the DM. It made me smile, A, that she got in touch, and B, that we actually met each other. And it just made me feel really warm and fuzzy inside.
Do you know what? Soul sisters in the wild. I get tapped all the time. I'm a soul sister. Hey, soul sister. Well, stay tuned to the end of this episode. We're going to tell you where you can get Colgate Max White Ultra half price until the new year.
So last week I was going to quite an important meeting with a lady who's quite high up at the BBC. I had been in touch with her during the summer for Zoe's show. And I thought to myself, God, this woman, like every time this woman's name is mentioned, it's mentioned like in such glowing terms. She's really formidable. And so again, classic Claire Solon, I just send the email. She says yes, gives me a date. And then before I know it, I'm rocking up at the media cafe in the BBC last Tuesday. Now, obviously, a lot going on at the BBC at the moment. So she was like, I will be down to see you, but I have, there's an all staffer going on first. So I'm sitting there, and this literally happens to me every time, even when like going to, I think I'd said this to you, going to Rome, only when I got to the start line of the half marathon did I say to myself, I'm doing a half marathon.
Yeah.
It's just, I arrive and then I process. So I'm sitting in the media, cafe, and it suddenly hits me like, oh my God. And all the things you think of when you're meeting somebody you really want to impress, are my palms sweaty? Like, I have I spilt anything on my shirt? And I was having these like sort of micro,
meltdowns.
Meltdowns, exactly. And then I, obviously all of this would add to the anxiety of the situation. I was like, just chill, see bear, chill. So then in these moments, I will often start chanting in my head, doing some meditation and stuff. So I was just about to start chanting. And guess what comes on the radio? Hey, soul sister. Da, 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 Train. That song comes on. And honest to God, like as if I'd just seen a magpie, I just looked up to the heavens and was like this. Oh, getting shivers talking about it. But it was just that like, you got this.
Yeah, you're a soul sister.
You got this. Like, it's just, and the meeting went so well.
I was actually at a networking event for the Garda Women's Network, and there was this incredible girl, Anya, who was doing a presentation on networking and working on your personal brand, which is what you're talking about by meeting that lady in the BBC. And she said that once a quarter, you need to request meetings with two people who work over you and two people who work below you. And so you're always requesting feedback, putting yourself out there, getting feedback, putting yourself out there. And I thought it was such a good tip.
That's brilliant advice. And also, how many of us sit down and say with people who are below us, how am I doing? Are you getting enough from me? Are you learning enough? Do you want more?
So we're into recommends. What are you recommending for us this week?
Well, I headed down to Soundwaves podcast festival. And I just want to shout out the festival. It's the first year it took place, but I got in touch with them and asked them, could I be involved in a panel? Huge deal for me because I know a lot about podcasting at this point, but it's always hard to be like, here's what I've done. Can I please be involved? They said yes. And I moderated a panel of five men.
Interesting.
Yes, it was interesting. And I must say it went really well, really happy with it and really enjoyed it. And when I was flying back out of Shannon Airport, which, by the way, what an experience. Met a guy outside. My friend was having a cigarette. He said, look, go inside, girls, get yourself a drink. And if you want a cigarette, you can bring the drink down to the smoking area there outside the plane outside, and just have it. And I was like, that can't be true. We did it. We walked with our baby Guinnesses, not actual baby Guinness shots, just like half pints of Guinness downstairs to the smoking area outside for the fag, right beside the planes. Back upstairs. And as we were queuing to get on the plane, there was two women sitting there and they had glasses of champagne in the queue for the plane.
What?
They were drinking champagne waiting for the plane. 11 out of 10. But what I wanted to say was Limerick City, absolutely loved it. The commercial pub,
It was myself and Dylan Haskins, who is from BBC Sounds. We were walking past it and we looked in, and you know, and it's Christmas and there's sort of like there's little window panes. So like steamy up windows, we looked in and it was like a beautiful little pub with like great lighting and like just a proper bar. We looked in and we're like, oh my God, that's the place we're going. Into the commercial, had Toasties, had Guinness 00. And my recommendation is Maykay.
Maykay.
Maykay. And she sang two or three songs which left me in awe. Her songs, all about men. She was like, right, I have another one here for you now. I'm going to diss men, but this is the last one. just great banter in between the songs and amazing music. So look her up on Spotify, Maykay, new album out, and it's called Maykay.
Wow, fabulous. I'm definitely going to look her up. It's impossible, isn't it, to eat a toasted cheese sandwich without a few crisps on the side, isn't it?
Here you go. The commercial. Not only do they put a few crisps, they put a whole packet of crisps.
What on ones? Plate.
I think I was having Tato salt and vinegar.
I love on Dish that they always ask people what their favourite flavoured crisp is. What's yours?
It's got to be cheese and onion.
Yeah, same. I think every Irish person would say that, wouldn't they? We were at Robbie's Croker gig in...
Croker.
Croker. Oh, we're such albums, aren't we?
Oh my God.
But Robbie Williams, he came out and he sang Angels and he was getting all emotional and stuff in the whole stadium. You know, Irish people, like, we're such people pleasers. So he's getting emotional, everyone's singing harder. It's really like make him so proud of us. And he said, oh, this is so mad because in half an hour, I'm going to be sitting in my hotel room having a packet of prawn cocktail Pringles. And the debate that erupted in the stadium about whether prawn cocktail Pringles exist or not.
They don't.
They do.
They what?
They do. We Googled it. Now, I think we'd find it hard to find an Irish person that's into a prawn cocktail crisps, would we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to recommend this new organizational hack that is literally changing my life. Okay, so every night when we make dinner, we make our dinner obviously like from scratch every night, like the majority of people, but like our kitchen's like a bomb went off. And I clean that up. But usually by the time I'm finished doing like the necessary cleaning, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so over this and I need to do something else. But what I've started doing is, so what, you know, when you just done enough cleaning to get by, but the place isn't like fully perfect. Mm-hmm. At that point, at the end of doing your just enough to get by clean up, you set a timer for 10 minutes on your Alexa and you make every freaking person that lives in your house stand up and help you clean for that extra 10 minutes. So Jamie, Pia and me, that's 3 10 minutes is 30 minutes of extra cleaning that we get done. So like Jamie's like organizing the socks or like, you know, all the clean laundry that's piling up in the corner. Pia is like actually putting things away. And after 10 minutes, you're looking around and you can't believe how much you've gotten done. But I'm so serious about it. There's no messing. Everyone has to do it. And I'm really, really strict about it because I think we just take on so much, don't we? And we're just going around picking up after everyone all the time. And so this is a great way to go beyond the surface clean in the evening.
Yes, get this girl an advert. This is a great, so it's great for two things. Like you say, mum doesn't have to be a martyr doing everybody else's cleaning. But B, gamify it. Gamify anything and it takes the sting out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's really transforming my evenings and it's really helping us stay on top of the housework. So tell us, do you have plans for Christmas?
Did I tell you my plans for Christmas?
No.
I'm not coming home for Christmas.
Okay.
I've told my mom. And my mom said, I've been telling you that for years, Claire. I told you you should do that. I don't have plans per se, but my only plan is not to pay Aer Lingus extortionate amounts of cash to fly to the Emerald Isle.
Okay. So you're going to be in London on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no part of you that might go away somewhere else.
Yes, there is a little part of me that likes the impulse of maybe, you know, packing up the cat and a bag and just heading to like a nice little cottage, possibly. It just feels really exciting for me. It's a kind of a sea change in terms of what I've always done in my life. And also, this is season 9. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Season 9. And I am coming to 45, which is the end of a 9-year cycle. We can talk about this next week. I'll get more information on this from my friend who loves numbers, David Ford. So I just feel like I'm ready to make a change. And you know what? What's interesting? My mum then said to me, could you ask your cat sitter pal, does she know anyone who might look after the cat? Because we might go away somewhere. And I thought, wowee, there was me thinking that my parents wanted to do the same thing that we do every single year. And as soon as I released myself from that dynamic, that released them to go and do something else.
That's interesting, isn't it?
So if you haven't made plans or you're planning to do the same thing at Christmas, just stand back for a moment, zoom out and say, if I remove myself, perhaps it's not going to be the worst thing in the world for me or for the people I would go and see very regularly at Christmas.
So your mum and dad are thinking of perhaps going away somewhere in Ireland or overseas or...
Maybe further afield. Yeah.
Will you be lonely on Christmas Day at any point? Like, I don't think you would because I think you're so strong. But do you think that there's potential that you could feel a bit, oh God, did I make the right decision?
Yeah. There will definitely be a sort of a... And that's why I want to make an effort this year. Like, I'm bad at this. I'm going to get myself a little tree. I'm going to dress it. I'm going to line up a load of nice movies, probably Diane Keaton movies that I can watch on Christmas Day, have some really nice food in, and like just make a little bit of an effort, like a real ceremony is going to take place.
Nice. Do you know what's lovely? Starting your own traditions at Christmas, because I think for so many of us, we just fall in line with our parents' traditions. But it's so nice to create your own.
We've talked about this before, and I will definitely on Christmas Eve be going to the cinema and getting a chipper. Who does
Claire Bratton? Such a good one, isn't it?
Mm.
Right. Well, that is it from another episode of Soul Sisters. If you are looking for some stocking fillers or you have a big night out over Christmas, don't forget Colgate Max White Ultra whitens your teeth in just 3 days. I was actually at the VIP Power of Women Awards yesterday and I put a few like face tanning drops on my face and my teeth felt so white at the event. So if you do have something that you're kind of jazzing yourself up for, make sure to pop into Dunn's. Colgate Max White Ultra is half price from €12 down to €6 until the 5th of January.
Hey, congratulations on the Wellness Award, by the way. Oh,
thank you.
So well, so richly deserved.
Oh, thank you. I'm thrilled. We found Tally eating dog treats today. It's like...
No, so Dad gave her 2 dog treats to give to Piper and she gave 1 to Piper and 1 to herself. I was like, Tally, you're not supposed to eat that.